Good morning. Welcome this brisk January Sunday morning to Queen Anne Lutheran Church, where we proclaim the love of God in Christ for all people. It is nice to see you here, whether as a visitor, longtime member, or somewhere in between. Just a few announcements before we begin. First, as always, I invite you please to silence your phone as a gift to yourself and to your neighbor. Next, a word about communion. We receive by intinction, which means for those of you who may be new, that we dip the bread in the wine at the railing for communion. This railings are the table of grace and this place of grace. All baptized Christians are welcome to commune. If you wish to receive a blessing in place of the Eucharist, simply fold your arms. Our guest preacher today is Pastor Chelsea Globe from the University of Washington Lutheran Campus Ministry. We are delighted to have her join us. We were delighted to be led by her in a forum earlier, and as well as our first service. I invite you at this time, please, to rise for our pastoral greeting. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Our gathering hymn is 455. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, you anointed Jesus at his baptism with the Holy Spirit and revealed him as your beloved Son. Keep all who are born of water and the Spirit faithful to you in our living for others, that we may rejoice to be called children of God through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. A reading from Isaiah. But now, thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers they shall not overwhelm you. And when you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in exchange for you. Because you are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you, I give people in return for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east, and from the west I will gather you. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from far away and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. Word of God, word of life. A reading from Acts. Now when the apostles at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them. The two went down and prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For as yet the Spirit had not come upon any of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. Word of God, word of life.
The Holy Gospel according to the third chapter of Luke. As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Good morning, everyone. As Pastor Dan said, I am Pastor Chelsea Globe, and I serve as pastor for Lutheran Campus Ministry at the University of Washington. I was here last summer, and so I know some of you, and I'm so happy to be here again with you today. Thank you for having me and for inviting me, Dan, and members of the Adult Forum Committee. So thank you for having me here. It has been a great year for campus ministry at UW. I started in November 2020, so during the pandemic times, as we not so fondly remember them, right? And each year, we had no ministry that was happening then. So each year, it's grown little by little. I started recruiting, you know, a couple of little students that we'd meet on Zoom or go walk around the campus for coffee. And every year since then, it's been little by little more. So then it was, you know, two students. And when we started meeting in person at University Lutheran, finally, it was every Wednesday night. We do Wednesday night dinners. If anybody wants to come bring a dinner, you can do that. Talk to Carol Ann. She's very good at it, has done it for over 20 years. And come talk to me, too. You know, we'd have 4 to 6 maybe that first year. Then the next year, we had 6 to 8 or then 8 to 10. And this year, I've got 12 to 15 coming consistently. So it's working. It's moving. It's great. Really fun. I've got a big group of freshmen this year, so it's a whole different, very young energy happening. And it's just been a great time with these students and a really wonderful ministry happening and a little community, a little home for them in this university that can be so big and so overwhelming. And I just love creating this little place where they can come and have friends and be known and be fed with real food. They just love that. And they love times when we get together with the congregation, and they love talking with the people who bring dinners for them and knowing that there's people outside of their parents or professors, but adults who care about them enough to bring a dinner. So it's a great time, great exciting things happening in this ministry. And you can be involved in lots of ways. Keep us in your prayers. We would love that. If you'd like to bring a dinner, come see me. We are a self-sustaining ministry of the Northwest Washington Synod of the ELCA, so if you can donate financially, we'd love that. I've got a little table out there with some information and swag and a newsletter sign up. We're doing a new actual like mail-to-you newsletter with just stories of students and people who are involved. You'll see Carol Ann's story in it next month when we send that out too. So come talk to me after service about all the things we're doing in campus ministry. Okay, the marketing portion of sermon is over. Okay, today, Baptism of Our Lord Sunday. This is one of these rare stories that we have in all four Gospels. There actually aren't that many. Kind of funny when you think of it, but this is one of them. I think we like to tell the story of Jesus' baptism every year to remember that, like many of us, probably most of us in this room, Jesus was also baptized. His baptism story was maybe perhaps a little bit more dramatic than a lot of ours. The whole, you know, heavens opening and dove coming down and words of God speaking. But it is something that we all share with the Son of God, baptism, if you've been baptized, right? I'd like all of us to take a moment and think about our own baptisms, if you're baptized. If you haven't been baptized, think of maybe a baptism you've seen or a story that you've heard about a baptism. And then I want you to turn to someone next to you and share that story. I know we love talking during sermons, right? But you're going to do it, yeah. If you are sitting by yourself, go find someone to share it with. Especially if you're a more mobile person, go find someone who's maybe not as mobile. Okay, so you're going to find someone to share your baptismal story with, or a story of a baptism you've seen or heard of. And go. Okay, sounds like we are I'm going to stay down here. Sounds like we are coming to a close here. Good. Now, are there a couple of brave souls who would be willing to share their baptismal story with the whole group? You have to be loud, because I don't have a microphone I can pass you, but yes, who will share their story? Yes, Isabel, right?
Yes, I was baptized kind of late. Uh-huh.
How old were you?
I want to say 6 or 7.
Okay. Yeah. But you can remember it.
Yeah.
Cool. For a Lutheran. Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Cool. Thank you. Who else? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. A lot of us in Lutheran or some other mainline traditions have the baby story, right? They've brought us to the font and splashed ahead, and maybe we have a special thing we wore. Yeah, yes. Right here at Queen Anne. When you were baptized. Yeah, all right. Very cool. That's great. Yeah. Any other stories? Anyone have a story they think is just like really cool or really special? Anyone have one they think is just super boring? I saw that hand. You're 6 weeks old. It was at the church. Was it during service?
Yep,
during service. Here? Oh, awesome. How many of you were baptized here? Yeah, cool. Okay. Awesome. Yeah, we all have these different stories. If we've been in the church a while and either us or our parents decided to do that, right, of how that came about. And sometimes we remember it. And sometimes it was before we remember. And some of us came from other traditions where it was done differently. And however it's done, that's great. That's awesome. That's how it happened. God works through all of those different ways. I love that about our Lutheran tradition. We don't say there's a right or a wrong way, right? Baptism is God's thing. And however it happens is good and right. Yeah. But we don't often think about our own baptism, I think. We talk a lot about baptism in church, especially on days when we... Do you ever do a thanksgiving for baptism at the beginning of your service sometimes instead of the Kyrie? Or sometimes that's part of the liturgy you can put in at the beginning of a service. You can start with a thanksgiving for baptism or remembrance of baptism. Or maybe on a special Sunday, if you have a baptism, that's part of the liturgy, right? And it's kind of a thanksgiving for the overall gift of baptism. But we don't often think about our very own baptism in that moment. So the next time you do that thanksgiving for baptism in service, or even the next time you walk by the font back there, maybe just dip your finger in and think, this isn't just about the gift of baptism in general, which it is, but my baptism too. My baptism. And remember, we are talking about baptism as a call, as God calling you, God choosing you in all your flaws and frailty, your brokenness and beauty, to be part of this family. You know that voice that speaks at Jesus' baptism that says, "You to Jesus, you are my son, the beloved. With you, I am well pleased." God said that same thing over you the day that water rained over your head or whole body or however it happened. And God continues to say that day after day after day, even on our worst days and in our worst moments. Even when we have not been our best selves or made the best choices or acted as we should. As Martin Luther wrote in the Small Catechism, in baptism daily our sins and evil inclinations are drowned and die. And daily a new person rises up to live in, before God in righteousness. In other words, not, you know, 16th century words, we are saint and sinner, all day, every day, all together. We do our best, and we try again. And each day is another chance to love and care for our neighbors and ourselves as best we can. And still, no matter what, God keeps saying, you, I'm like, whose name do I know? You, Carol Ann. You, Magdalena. You, Isabel. You are my beloved. Now insert your own name here, okay? Because I don't know all your names. You are my beloved. And with you, I am well pleased. Now this is one of the things about Luke's version of this story that's a bit unique. Yeah, we have it in all four Gospels, but they're all a little bit different. In Luke's version, you'll see here, if you noticed on the back of the bulletin, there's some parts that are left out of the reading here. It skips to verse 21, and it says, "Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus had been baptized," there's no special moment where it says, "And John the Baptist baptized Jesus." All the other Gospels have that, this very particular moment when John baptizes Jesus. Luke, it's not really all about Jesus. It's the people. Actually, John, in Luke's version, he might not have been there. That part that we skipped, Herod was throwing John in jail. So either he got it out of order, or John might have not even been there at the baptism of Jesus. And maybe the people just went, John's not here anymore. What do we do? Did the baptism start? No, let's just keep it going. And they just keep going with this big old baptism party, right? When all the people had been baptized and when Jesus had been baptized. And this is a main emphasis of Luke's gospel. Jesus' place as the Son of God is among us, is among humanity. That's why it's Luke's gospel that includes the story of the manger and the shepherds, regular people. And before that, that's why it has the long story of Mary and Elizabeth, and Mary sings the Magnificat. It's regular people who are involved in the story of the Son of God. It's a very down-to-earth, nitty-gritty, embodied gospel for a very down-to-earth, nitty-gritty, embodied God. This is the God who calls us to the waters, who knows us by name, who knows what it is like to be here and to be with us. The call to baptism and the call of our baptism is the most fundamental call upon our lives. The Isaiah text promises that God has called us and knows us each by name. And this is where we hear the echo of that call and that name, Beloved, in the water. It is a call that is both reassuring and comforting, but it also should be invigorating and encouraging. We are beloved. We are called. Not to just sit back and relax or lord it over others like, oh, right, we're chosen. Great. But to go out and love and serve our neighbors. We get to let go of our worry over our standing in God's eyes. We get to trust that we are beloved and go out and take care of our neighbors. We get to stand up for the oppressed and the forgotten, the marginalized and the abused. We get to use our faith and our church as a platform for speaking truth to power, to say no to tyranny and abuse of power and imperialism. What joy there is then in our baptism, our individual baptism, the stories of our baptisms, however we got there. What freedom in this gift that Jesus and so many of his community experienced as well, and so many of his followers have through the ages. And may we remember it as so. In every drop of water that we encounter, whether that is here at the font when we pass by, whether that's when we go outside and feel a sprinkle, every time we encounter water, may we remember that call. And may we remember that is also the Spirit moving within us. The Spirit's call on our hearts as well, which I think we might be needing to feel in these months and years ahead. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Let us confess the words of our faith in the Apostles' Creed found on page 7 of your worship bulletin. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated or kneel for the prayers of the church.
With the Spirit of Christ shining upon the world, let us boldly pray for the church, the world, and all of creation. Holy One, you call us by name and form us. We give thanks for the gift of baptism. Nurture the baptized and equip your people everywhere to proclaim the good news. God of grace, Lord, in your mercy. Your voice sounds over the waters. Speak words of healing over the rivers and lakes, seas and oceans. Heeding your voice, lead us to care for water and the land and creatures it nourishes. We especially pray for the places on fire in Southern California and all those affected by it. Lord, in your mercy, you give strength to your people. Uphold all who serve the common good. Guide federal and state legislators, city and county officials, judges and juries. Strengthen our resolve as a nation to serve all in need. Lord, in your mercy, you are with us in challenging times. Draw near to all who are ill, undergoing treatment, or recovering from surgery. Accompany individuals and families affected by homelessness, addiction, or mental health challenges. Lord, in your mercy, you draw us into community. Embolden ministries of racial reconciliation. Nurture work on behalf of immigrants and refugees. And equip each of us to use our gifts for the sake of neighbors near and far. We pray for Lutheran Campus Ministry at UW, Western Washington University, Washington State University, and other educational institutions around the country as we reach out to young people with your grace and love. Lord, in your mercy, you grant us peace, comfort all who grieve. Dwell with us in this life, and at the last, join us with the saints whom you have created, formed, and named. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We entrust all our prayers to you, O God, in the sure and certain hope that your promise is revealed among all the people. Amen.
Amen. Please rise as you are able. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share a sign of that peace with one another. Peace be with you. Please rise and remain standing as you are able for the Great Thanksgiving. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the leading of a star, he was shown forth to all nations. In the waters of the Jordan, you proclaimed him your beloved Son, and in the miracle of water turned to wine, he revealed your glory. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins. We forgive those. Time of trial. In this place of grace, you are welcome to the table of grace. If you wish to receive a blessing in place of baptism, simply fold your arms. Martin Luther teaches that though God in Christ fills all things, according to Ephesians 4, God comes to us in a special way where God has been promised, namely in the sacrament of Holy Communion, in, with, and under the bread and wine, which are the food of forgiveness. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Come, eat this meal of gladness. You may be seated. Please rise as you are able for our post-communion prayer. Nourishing God, at this table you have refreshed us with holy gifts of food and drink. Strengthen us for service and send us out to embody your good news of liberation and healing for the sake of the world. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Welcome once more to Queen Anne Lutheran Church. It is so nice to see each of you here today and to hear this beautiful music. It's good to be here. I also wanted to welcome Pastor Chelsea Globe, thanking her for her time with us today, both at two services as well as the forum. We are glad to be in partnership with you and supporting your ministry. I'd like to invite forward Kyle to share a word about today's concert.
Yes, come back at 4 o'clock. We've got Emerson Miller and Paige Roberts Malloy, a violin and piano duo, as well as another special guest on violin. They have a varied program spanning a lot of different composers from Beethoven to Rachmaninoff. And invite your friends, neighbors. It's a great way to just come hear some wonderful music on a chilly January day. When we were planning out the events this year, those of us who met thought that it would be really nice to have something to offer both the neighborhood and surrounding community, as well as our congregation, kind of in the doldrums of January. So come out, enjoy some beautiful music. There'll be a reception afterwards with some goodies. And all are welcome regardless, but there's a suggested donation of $20 as you can. The Queen Anne Fine Arts Fund is a separate account, and we want to replenish that as much as we can today as our artists come very highly recommended with very impressive credentials and are truly of national standing. So hope to see you here. Have a good house, as they say in the business. Thanks.
I want to extend an additional thanks to Chelsea, Pastor Chelsea, for coming out to the Adult Forum today, and thank you to everybody who came. It was really awesome discussion. In terms of our future forums going forward, we won't have our next one until February 2nd, which is one that I am leading, so I hope everybody will come to that. We are specifically starting a forum series in February, four-part series about being queer-affirming and what being queer means in the church. So I'm starting that off with my sister, Svea, and we would really like to get your input, as I said last week, on what that forum will be exactly. So there is a link that's been sent out in the church updates, and there's also a box out in the narthex with forms to fill out. I encourage, if you're thinking about attending, either in person or on Zoom, to fill that out so we can really make sure we are as specific and really meeting the questions and needs of the congregation. Thanks.
Our fellowship continues after the service at 10:30, this service, the 10:30 worship. Many thanks today to Denny and Don for hosting. Finally, we continue with visitation. If you're interested in a visit, the sign-up sheet is not out this week, but I am available. Simply send me an email. The sign-up sheet will be back up next week. Are there any other announcements for the good of the congregation? Please. Correct. So next Sunday there is a forum. Isn't that, that's on the 26th, actually. Yeah. Yes. So the forum and the annual meeting are on Sunday, January 26th. We welcome you to hear about or raise questions about the budget at the forum. And then we look forward to seeing you, hopefully, whether in person or via Zoom, at the annual meeting.
Mm. Mm. And so even more than that memory, you build the memory from watching baptism, and I'm sure we all have watched a variety of baptism, and we build those memories. I assume that Richard would have one of the long dresses, because my understanding of Richard's baptism for ladies in the Lutheran church, he had a long dress. He didn't, by the way.
Oh. You can also thank Kyle for choosing that hymn specifically for today. I thought it was beautiful as well, and it certainly brings to mind various memories of baptism in your case, and we're glad that it did. One last quick announcement. This week, since Barb is away, office hours will be slightly irregular. There will be no office hours on Friday, since both Kyle and I are away from the office. Lynn Hofstad is out this week as well. So if you wish to come by, please do so. It's always best to call ahead to make sure, but you're certainly welcome to come by. And when I am present, my windows are open and my door is open, and I would love to see you. So let's please rise now for the blessing. And now may the God of love, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit lavish you with grace, illumine your path, and increase your joy today and always. Amen. Our sending hymn, We Know That Christ Is Raised, is number 449.
Live in hope.
Thanks be to God.